is Gretchen, and I am here with Simone LeBlanc on From Heartache to Joy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining. And Simone, thank you for joining us today again and taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be with us here today. Thank you. We do appreciate it.
Thank you as well.
Awesome. So you were on Monday. Today's Wednesday. I'm just getting back from vacation, so I'm trying to get my brain working again. It's been interesting after unplugging for a couple of days. I'm not used to that. So I heard fabulous things about your call. Everybody was raving about it. I saw you were a ton of readings in our Facebook group. People were asking. So I'm really excited about today's call to watch you in action. I know a couple weeks ago, you did a quick reading for me, and it was spot on. You were saying you were seeing a party coming up, and it was true. I was leaving for vacation in a couple of days from that, so it was spot on, and it was fun to watch. So I'm super excited about today's call. I know we have lots of hands raised already. People are really struggling with entities and dark energies and all of this really impacting their life. So this is such an important topic. So I appreciate you being here and sharing your gifts with us today.
Cool. And I'm really honored to do so. And people have been really open about their situation, which is just great.
Awesome. All right. So everybody that's been on these calls with me here knows that we have about an hour together with Simone, and Simone's going to do as many readings and scans as possible for entities and dark energies and ghosts and all those kind of things that are impacting your life. So if you want to talk to Simone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2, or you can also type in, and I'll be reading off questions as well. So you can do either or. And also, if you have questions about Simone's offer, you can also ask those, and we will get to those as well. Or if you want to know which package is right for you, Simone can help answer that as well. All righty, Simone, if you're ready, we have lots of hands raised, so we can get started.
Okay, so I'd like to start by just doing a little exercise that opens up your heart and your mind so that I have a better chance to tap in, and you're also more in a place that is able to receive. So let's just start by a couple of deep breaths in. And as you're bringing that air in, it's all the life force energy you want to bring in. And as you let go, you want to let go of anything at all that is causing you any tension or bother, anything that you don't think belongs in your body. Just release it. And let's take another deep breath in and release. Okay, so now I want you to focus on the center of your chest, and I want you to see a ball of energy light there. This is your core. We're going to bring that all the way down your body, down your legs, into the bottom of your feet, and in through whatever bit until you get into the ground. When you're in the ground, I want you to feel grounded, to feel solid, and to feel the coolness of the earth. Let your roots spread down into the earth with this ball of light inside it. Let it continue to go down. And once you get to the center of the earth, your roots will break through into a cavern. In this cavern is a great big huge gem, which I call Gaia gem or Mother Earth gem. And what you'll see there is that gem is just pulsating with all these different colors. It's also having little explosions and lightning in it. What I want you to do is to bring your roots right as much as you can around that gem. And now start to allow your roots to just be dissolved into the gem so that you merge solidly with Mother Earth and let your roots pick up the energy of Mother Earth, which is all about creativity and life. And so allow that now to also enter into that ball of light that you sent down there so that it's all mixed in. We're going to leave the roots right there in the gem, but we're going to bring the energy source back up. It's now with Mother Earth's energy. We're going to bring it back up through the earth, back up through your building, and we're going to come up into your feet. And as it enters your feet, you should be able to feel the electricity that Mother Earth's energy has. We're going to bring it up through the legs. And when we get to the root chakra, we're just going to, because it's pulsating with all these colors, we're going to just let it pulsate with red for a minute. And then we're going to move up to the second chakra. And we're just going to let that swish around like water, and orange water. Just let it swish around. And now bring it up to the third. And we're going to let little flames of yellow light sort of come up. This is your area of passion. Let's move it up to your heart. Oh, okay. Let's just let Mother Earth sort of generate some energy there, because I'm picking up people had a lot of hurt and anger and disappointment in their hearts. So we're just going to let her work for a little second. And then she's going to let your heart open up. Even if you're scared to let your heart open up, just let it open up a bit. And now bring that energy up to your throat chakra. I just had to swallow because some people are really blocked there. So we're just going to let her energy sort of open up that area so that people can speak their truth. And some people are being strangled, so I'm going to let them open up a little bit more. Whew. Okay, so let's bring it down all the way down the arms and let it come out of the fingers. You can see this little electricity bolt going out. Now back up to the throat. Let's move up to the center of your head where your pituitary gland is. And I want you to see this Mother Earth energy just sending lightning bolts to your pituitary gland. This is a very important center of yourself, because it actually gives you access to your fifth dimension kind of abilities. Those are your psychic abilities and super strong healing abilities, time abilities, and so forth. So what happens with the pituitary gland is it gets encased. So we're going to knock that encasement off by these lightning bolts. And then we're going to let Gaia energy go right into the pituitary gland. We're going to have little like fireworks go off in there, because we want to awaken it and ignite it, get it functioning, because some people are just dead. Now let's just move on up to the crown chakra. And at that moment, just leave it there as a ball of light. It's now got your energy and Mother Earth's energy. And we're going to bring from above you down the divine love that comes from way above, source or whatever you want to call it, God. This is a light that has white, solid white, but it also has little specks of gold. Gold is the color of God or the Creator. You're going to let it mix in there with Mother Earth's energy. And now you're going to bring it back down through your body, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And you're going to move down to as far as where you think your aura ends. And at that point, we're going to bring all that energy up into your aura, all the way around, so that we can fill that aura full of this wonderful light of the divine love, unconditional love, and Gaia's energy. And I'm going to leave you in that space, and just I want you to pull back into your heart center, but still be feeling that auric sense. Okay, we can now come back, take a deep breath in and out. Okay, I think that everybody's open.
Awesome. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. So let's dive in. We have 28 hands raised. If you can pick between 1 and 28.
You know, I'm going to pick one because it doesn't get picked very often.
All right. Number one, your first three digits are 480. 480, you are unmuted.
Hi. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi.
Can you hear me? This is Pamela. How are you?
Hi, Pamela. Welcome.
Hi, Pamela.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. And I was just wondering if you could just take a look at my energy field and just do a general overall, just give me an idea of how it all looks.
Yeah, I'm just tapping into you.
Okay, so I think you are aware, because I sense that you're quite intuitive. I think you're aware mm-hmm. that there are quite a few holes in there. So what's happened is, I don't know whether you've had some trauma or something, but what's happened is some big holes have started to happen in your aura. So what's happening mm-hmm. is dark sort of energy is being able to come into your aura, and it's actually clouding you a bit. So that will absolutely stop you from being able to manifest really clearly, and it'll stop you from just being able to use your own intuitive sense and skills. It just sort of dulls you. So that needs to be cleaned out. You also have, this is kind of weird, you have sort of a big cord leading from you. It's sort of centered around your heart, and it's going all the way back to a past life. So that tells me that you have some influence coming in from a past life as well. And it's not a positive. I mean, sometimes they are positive, but this one doesn't seem positive to me. So that probably needs to be severed and cleared from you, because you don't want to bring that energy into your own life right now. I would, because you have so many things that need to be cleared, and if it was just your aura, then I would suggest package A. But because you have that cord, you probably need package B, because you need that cord severed. And you need to have a process that sort of takes the energy from that past life and softens it. So B is what I would ask you to do, because then I can actually work with you one-on-one.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining, Pamela. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. There are a ton of questions here, so let me see. All right, this message is from Susie. Susie says, I've been going through crippling pain on and off for years in my lower back, but now it simply won't go away no matter what I do for it. Pain pills don't touch it. I've also developed rheumatoid arthritis, which they say does not have anything to do with the lower back pain. Is there anything you can do to remove what is ever causing the pain so I can get back to living and making a living? I'm currently living in my broken down vehicle and cannot pay for much more than a once a week meal. I do feel a darkness around me and have for quite a while, since before my father's suicide and many bad relationships since. Please, can you help me?
What I'm picking up is you actually have an attachment, and what it's doing is it sticks its hands into the lower part of your back, and it likes to just like grab on that. So that's a lot to do with your pain. I think it also has brought on the rheumatoid arthritis as well. It sort of exacerbated it. So what I'll do really quickly is I'll just go in and try to move that entity away. I normally put a person into a safe place, so I'll do what I can for you and see what I can sever from him. So if you could just envision yourself centered around a bunch of white light. And I want you to breathe in that white light. And now I want you to realize that that white light is just full of angels. I don't know if you believe in angels, but just envision that it's all angelic energy. And I am going to call in Archangel Michael with his sort of truth to sever that cord that's going between you and this entity. And now I'm going to ask Archangel Ariel to come in with her hands and gently pull out those little tentacles that this thing is putting to you.
takes a little bit of time. Okay, so now I'm just going to have her hand, put her hand over that spot. You should feel sort of a warmth there or a tingle. Oh, okay. You also have some joint, lower joint problems, like disintegrating discs or something going on there. Yeah, so that probably needs to be looked at. I think you might be getting arthritis or something. I just feel like it's disintegrating joints. Okay, so now what we're going to do is just encapsulate that entity. We're just going to put it in white light. And I'm going to ask the angels to take it away, removing it from you, up into the light. Okay, so now there's just, you know, that pain of arthritis in there, but I want you to envision just being showered by a white light. Just let it pour down you and pour really heavily into that area of your back and down into your hips, because it feels like there might even be a pinched nerve there. I want you to envision that white light just opening up those vertebrae, just giving it some space and taking the pressure off those nerves. Okay. Also, if I could get you to let some light come into your heart, I'm feeling like there's some sadness there. So just let it go into your heart, because sometimes when we internalize hurt, we produce illness. So that might be why you also have rheumatoid arthritis. Let's just bring some light into your heart. And open your heart a little bit. Oh, that's good. Okay, so now what I want you to do is, tonight when you go to bed, I want you to take a really nice warm bath. And if you have any stones, I would put like an amethyst, a healing stone, I'd put that in the water with you, and a little bit of salt. And just let yourself soak, because those muscles have been tense for quite a long time trying to deal with this pain. Okay? So you can come back to yourself. And how do you feel?
Thanks. Thanks, Simone. Susie, if you can write in and let us know how you're doing, that would be awesome. Thank you. All right. While we wait to hear from Susie, let's pick another live caller. Do you want to pick between 1 and 26? 23. Your first three digits are 713. 713. You are unmuted.
Yes, hello. It's me, Birgit.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, so great to talk to you. Thank you. I would like to ask if you could scan me and see if there's anything preventing me or anything interfering with creativity. I would like to write again as my second book, and yes. Also regarding to abundance. Thank you.
Okay, so it's Birgit, is it? Did I get your name right, Birgit?
Birgit, yes.
Okay, thank you. Did I do a reading for you? Because I feel that the energy about you that I'm sort of sense is a familiarity. But if I okay, it's just probably a soul thing. As soon as you started talking, as soon as you said hello, I picked up a book. Like, I knew that you were going to be writing a book, and I didn't know that you had written a book, but that's what popped in my head was a book. What's happening here with you is, again, your aura needs to be cleaned, because
creativity is also connected to your pituitary gland. So those two things, if they're not really clear, the creativity can't move. It's like a block that happens for you. So, and I think too, in terms, I'm not sure what your book is about, but I keep being told that you need to turn inwards a little bit more. You need to take time to center yourself and to go inwards, because I think there's some important things that you need to learn, and it will help you with this book. So what I would suggest is that you look at package A, because you just need to have that really cleaned out. And so when we open up your, clean your aura and we open up your creativity, I teach you a way to pull that book into your auric field so that it is very close and you can now have the ability to get it to happen. But that's pretty much what's happening for you right now.
Mm-hmm. So that is in the package A, yes, this teaching you just talked about?
Yeah. I talked to you about, I have an MP3 in there that teaches you really how to clear your aura. And it also will teach you, I have some MP3s in there, it'll teach you about different stones to use. There are some specific stones for creativity that you would want to wear on the left side of your body, because that will enhance your creativity. But it also teaches you how to heal your shield and become one again with Source so that you get a clear message.
That is awesome. That sounds beautiful. So no attachments and nothing big, major.
It's not that you have a big entity or anything. What I'm really just sensing is that your aura has, like, it's sort of like loose. So the walls of it are just sort of loose, and that just is open to a lot of things. So people that are around you, their negativity, you'll just pick them up. You're like a sponge. You just pick that stuff up. And so if you get so much of that piled into you, it just blocks your ability to do much of anything. So that's just what's happening. You just need that really cleaned out, and you should be able to just start writing your book really well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Awesome. Thanks for joining. Let us know how it goes.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right. Okay, that's great. Very interesting stuff, how that your auric field and cleaning that can make such a difference with creativity. So thank you for sharing that,
yeah.
Simone.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to announce your special offer link so those that are on the call can review it. And if you have questions, you can ask. It's orderjoynow.com/Simone19. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/SIMONNE19. So you guys can take a look at that. Feel free to ask your questions as they come up about the offer as well. All right. So Susie says, thank you for choosing me and helping me. She's very grateful. Oh, so thank you for writing
yeah.
in, Susie.
Yeah, thanks, Susie. I hope that bath right. really makes a difference for you.
Yeah. Okay, so I have another question here from Alexis. She says, hi, Gretchen. It's my birthday today, so I was hoping that we get yeah. picked up, please. My name is Alexis, and let me know if I have an entity or not. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm picking up something really weird. I don't know where you live, Alexis, but I feel like you are really close to something that was historical. And I don't know whether it's a graveyard or a massacre or something, but I'm just picking up a lot of dead people. Not sure why that is. So what's happening with you is that you're just being bombarded by those dead people's energy. They don't know they're doing that. They're just reliving kind of what's happened to them. I just see like them being all killed. So I don't know what that is. So you might want to check into where you're living and what's next to you. Yeah, so that's part of the problem, is that you're getting a lot of that energy. And so what you need to learn how to do is to put up natural barriers into your home and around you so that you can prevent that energy from just coming in. So how I see it is these, like, dead people just, like, walking through your house. And, you know, they're not conscious or anything. They're just walking through your house. And they're just creating this negative energy through your house. So what we want to do is just create a block at your front door, your windows, your back door. And we want to clean that house out. And I don't really talk about that in my A. Oh, yes, I do. I do talk about that a little bit in my A package, because we talk about shields and stuff. So, yeah, that would be a good package for you as well, because we can just block those right out of you, out of your house, off of you, and they won't be coming through like that. It's just like a big portal that just comes through your house, lets these things in. My fear is that they might bring with them something that you really don't want to come in at all, like really negative, because that sometimes is what happens. The negativity that they create in your home will attract something more sinister and bring it in. So you should definitely try to get those cleaned up.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So, all right. I have another question here from Kristen. She says, hello, Simone. I would greatly appreciate some help. I've been struggling with recurrent dark energies. There seems to be a familiar family relationship to this, especially related to my sister. I have difficulty related to finding housing, finances, and relationships of all sorts. I'm wondering if there is an attachment or a curse or something like that. Could you give me any insight and help? Thank you.
And I'm sorry, what was her name again?
Kristen.
Kristen, okay. Okay, so Kristen, as soon as I was listening to that, I started to tap into you. And so what I'm picking up is you have sort of a family, I wouldn't call it a curse, but it's kind of like a hex, which some people call curses, but I don't feel it in the same sense as a curse. So what's happening is that hex has come through many generations, and it's really impacting all of your family members, actually. And so what it will do is it has sent in some negative energy, and it has started to really attract negative entities. So what's happening is they're putting a big negative energy into you, and that's what's being reflected in the world. So people will see you in a negative light. They'll see you. They won't want to hire you. And just stuff will start happening. Relationships will start falling apart, because that's what these things do. So, yeah, you need to have that cleared from your system. We also need to go back in and clean up that hex sort of thing that's happening there. And that should, and we should, oh, yeah, we're going to clean up a few parts in your body. There's a lot that needs to be done. I would definitely say package B, because you need a couple of times to get all this stuff out. But, yeah, I think that your sister, your entire family are going to be impacted by this. They're just going to make your life hell, and it's just going to get worse. We need to remove them.
All right. Thank you. Kristen, let us know how that resonates with you. It's really amazing how it just can affect all areas of our life, can it?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Absolutely destroy your life.
Yeah. I see another comment Susie wrote in again. She said, I did feel the tingling and feel much lighter. Yes, I have felt so isolated because all of the pain. It is now down from a raging 10 in pain to a 5. Thank you so much. Awesome. Yeah. All right. So if you want to pick between 1 and 29.
8.
All right. Number 8, your first three digits are 614. 614, you are unmuted.
Hello?
It's an international number. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
So it's Eileen.
Eileen?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you just want me to tell you what I'm picking up? Is that what you're asking?
I had a question about whether they can affect your animals and make them really ill, because we've had two really bad injuries in the family with the family pets, and one is still potentially not even going to survive. So I just really feel like there's something going on with entities that's affecting them.
Yeah, so I would definitely say that. What's happened is you have an attachment to the land that you're on. So, they're just attacking those animals. I personally have had that happen to me early on in my life. I've had, 5 cats that were killed by these entities in, a very short period of time. Within a year, they were all dead. And, it took me a while to figure out what was going on, but then, I knew that it was an entity eventually and got it cleared out. But they do, and the thing about animals is that they are very sensitive to these things. They pick it up really easily, and they don't know how to fight against it. So they're kind of at the mercy of these things. So there are a bunch of things that you need to do for the land and for your animals. This is something that is probably going to take a little bit of time, because the land itself, I have to get a better sense of it. I don't even know if it can be cleared. So I need to connect to you more strongly than I am right now. Definitely, for now, if you could put, I know this sounds really weird, but if you could put some salt in the area, in the corners of every room that this animal, or every barn or wherever these animals are, just put piles of salt in each corner, leave it for 24 hours, and then clean that salt up and take it as far away from your place that you can, get it off your land. So what that will do is it will suck up some of that negativity that this land has been putting there, but there might also be a very serious ritual that we might have to do to just appease the land, but I need to have some more time with you to do that.
Okay. Hello? Oh, yes, sorry, just keep cutting out.
Well, yeah. Do you know, that's entities. I'll tell you, it's been cutting out my internet. I've been working with people, and, it just cuts in and out, and we can't hear each other, or the microphone doesn't work, or they just do not want to be having people talk about them at all. So, yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also, I would, for you, the animal that is not well, I would, if I were you, I would put my hand on them and just put forth as much white light and love to that animal as you can to help it ease a little bit. It's tough. Just to give it some sense of, it's not alone and you're there for it.
Yeah. I'm actually not with it at the moment. I'm away.
No.
So is it possible to just send that through my mind, or?
Absolutely.
Do I need to get someone there? Okay.
So you can do it through your mind. And, the thing about a lot of this clearing and stuff is it's all about intent. So if you really have a strong intention to do that, when you do it, I would incorporate a stone, a healing stone. So something like an amethyst or something like a fire agate or something like that, to just
mm-hmm.
enhance your ability to send that energy to them.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. Okay. Yep, that's great.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay,
let
us know. Let us know how you do. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and get
welcome.
In touch
bye.
So I can look up about the land. Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
All right. I think the land is cursed. Yeah.
All right. And that can also impact so many areas of our life, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because it's not just the animals that it's impacting. It's also impacting the people that live on that land. But often it'll attack animals because it's easier to do that, to get rid of them. It'll just create grief in your life, and things will just start falling apart. Land curses are really hard to deal with, but yeah, they're not fun. And it's a sad thing about animals.
All right. Oh, so many questions. Comments. All right. So I have a comment here from Linda. Linda's saying, if Simone can do so, I desperately need an answer. On the Facebook group, she did pick up what she felt like was an entity which was preventing me from financial peace of mind and ability to move forward. I'm on my last couple of dollars reliant on a pension, and I'm feeling like there is no point in remaining here. I won't do anything, but I am seriously depleted, and last night had a dream of a large, very dark thing standing behind me. I'm usually balanced, but do feel there is something. Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of remember picking up on Linda before, and she's absolutely right. There is a dark thing there. It's not alone either. It sort of has brought in a few of its friends. So what I see when I look at Linda is I see them, when she's sleeping, I see them sort of go around her bed, and they try to influence her sleep. They try to influence her thinking. They're just sucking her energy out of her life. And they're making everything in her life just become awful. I can feel how they're draining her financials. She's just been so bombarded by this negativity that she has absolutely no barriers to them anymore. They're just playing havoc on her. So maybe you could just contact me again by PM, and I'll give you some ideas on what we can do to fix them. So I recognize your situation is dire as well.
Great. Thank you. And thank you, Linda, for writing in. Let us know how you're doing. I see Kristen wrote back in. She said that makes sense regarding the hex affecting my whole family. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so if you want to pick between 1 and 40.
38.
Did you say 38?
Yep, 38.
Okay, 38. All right, your first three digits are 650. 650, you're unmuted.
Hi, this is Anne. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Anne, welcome.
Thank you. I definitely feel there's some negative force attacking me financially and also in my love life and my job and all my relationships. And there's this man I've been involved with in a long-distance relationship, and he's in France. And every time we're about to get together, something awful happens. And I want to clear whatever energetic blocks there are to us being together and my being financially successful and being happy in my life.
Okay, so
I did sign up for your package fee, by the way.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
I did the two payment plans, so it's going to take me a little while.
Okay. So what I'm picking up is it's not just you. Your man has also got something going on, attachments or something that's influencing him.
Yeah.
But you definitely have. It's kind of, when I look at it, I'll describe it to you. It's kind of like, it's like it's got white eyes, and it's kind of got a sort of a face that's falling apart. It's literally like falling off.
Oh God!
It's not. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't give me good vibes.
No, it's not. The thing is that I'm a light worker. I mean, I work in technology,
yeah.
But I'm very much a light worker, and I'm naturally an energy
yeah.
healer. And why do they attack us?
They do. And you know what I've been telling people is that if you look around at the earth right now and what's happening in the world, it's like the dark forces seem to be getting ahead. And they just want to make sure that they can wipe out as many people that could probably help the earth and bring it up, so that's why you're
mm-hmm.
being attacked. But I also,
I mean, I recently lost my apartment, and I'm kind of homeless now. I'm staying at Airbnb places, and I'm also going to stay with some friends for a few weeks, and my whole life has fallen apart.
Yeah, you know, and I was talking to someone last night, helping them the very much same thing. They're literally going from Airbnb and apartments and whatever. And what's happening with them and with you is this entity is just trying to take over everything in your life. Your whole life will completely, I mean, it's already fallen apart, but trust me, they will make it even worse. They will rip every relationship from you because this is a
but
really...
But this particular relationship, this man is my twin flame, and I've been involved with him for 4.5 years. And for 4.5
yeah.
years, there have been so many... I'm supposed to move to France to be with them.
Yeah.
And they've done everything possible to prevent it from happening.
No, absolutely. They will prevent you from getting any. They will do everything to you.
I mean,
his mother committed
suicide because of it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's not because of what's attached to you. It's what's attached to him. So
yeah.
That's a whole different thing. I mean, he needs a clearing, too. But what you have
yeah.
is a really, it's a, like a demonic kind of attachment. So,
I know it is. I feel it.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I'm angelic.
Yeah, and that's exactly where they attack. You know, that's what
yeah.
they do. They literally, if you're angelic, they that's like candy to them. They just go for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
what
else.
Do you recommend I do? But in the meantime, until I actually have a session with you.
Yeah. So do you have any crystals or stones on you that you know?
Yeah, I carry them in my purse.
Okay. Oh. She's the same as I was talking to a lady last night. What stones have you got in your purse?
I have a rose quartz crystal.
Good.
Mm-hmm. With I don't know what kind of gem is with it, and there's also some heart shaped stones I have in my purse. I don't remember the names of them. Let me look and see if I can find. Because what I did is I saved the packaging and it has the names on it. It's just the names I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. I'm just wondering because sometimes
aventurine
yeah.
and labradorite.
Oh, perfect.
And I felt compelled to buy them, and
uh-huh.
I wear turquoise all the time. I'm wearing these bracelets
yep.
around my wrists that have rose quartz, a blue stone, tiger's eye, and black onyx.
Okay, super.
And I'm very I have a strong affinity with angels.
Yeah. So I was going to say to you, have you regularly cleaned your stones?
No, I don't know how to clean them.
Yeah. Because what's happening with your stones, when you pick up a stone from a store, they have all the energy of the wherever they've been, their environment. They pick up the energy
mm-hmm.
of anybody that's picked them up.
So, you know, you need to clean them, you need to charge them, and you need to program them so that they actually function the way they should be functioning. So,
how do I cleanse them? What do I do?
Okay, so there's lots of ways to cleanse. And in my package, I have a whole book on, you know, how to do that. Some stones can be actually washed in water, and while you're washing them, you should be saying, you know, I'm cleansing these stones of any negativity that they may have picked up from any person or anything or anywhere. You can do it by saging them. You can do it by putting incense over them. To charge them, you usually need to put them in the moonlight or the sun, but the sun you have to be careful with. I wouldn't put it too long. They can change the color of them. Some stones you cannot put into water. They'll dissolve, but none of the stones you told me will dissolve, so you can wash them in water.
Did you buy a package, right?
Oh. Yeah, I bought package B, but I paid the half a payment, and half of it is due next month.
And so you should have received your bonus. I see there's a Miracles with Crystals bonus there, so you should have access to that, and that should give you everything you need. Is that right, Simone, for the crystals?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It shows you, it tells you how to do everything that I've told you how to do and which stones are really important for
you. Awesome.
But I look forward to trying to move that demonic presence from you, and we can see what we can do about the men in your life. I can't.
Because, you know something, that presence affected, got into my mother, made my ex-husband abuse me. That's why I divorced him.
Mm-hmm.
And also, female friends of mine have physically attacked me because of him.
Yep.
They start working with the package that you already have I know Simone has group healing sessions. She has four of them. You can take part in those before you have your session.
I will.
And then just start working with the bonuses and keep us posted on how you're doing, all right?
Okay. I really appreciate it so much. I don't mean to take up too much time, but this has affected entire life. And apparently I went to a female shaman, and she told me there was this evil entity, and then she supposedly removed him, but apparently she didn't do enough. I think he came back. And he actually pushed me downstairs and broke my finger.
Well, start working with the package, and you're in the right place, okay?
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes. Keep us posted how you do, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, sending you love. And
thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
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 All right. There's so many people that are in the same position.
Yeah.
These things are so nasty.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I should say, you know, just so people know, when I'm checking in, like, with somebody like Anne, I have, like, these three layers. When I'm on the phone or doing a reading on Facebook or whatever, it's like I'm in another room and I'm looking through a window. And sometimes if there's entities, they know I'm there, but a lot of times they don't. And then when I start to work with you, I sort of enter in the room, and then I have interaction with the demon. And when I am really removing them, I'm actually right there in your aura and right in your body. So it's different layers. And so I need to protect myself in different ways. So when I'm talking to Anne and I know it's demonic, I try to be as far back from that as I can, because I'm not in a protected space at the moment. So that's why I didn't want to go do much with her at the moment.
I didn't want it to jump me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. All right. So I have a comment here from Anita, and she's saying, asking, do I have an entity that is causing my body pain?
So, you know, it's not an entity that you have, Anita. I'm picking up on a negative ghost. Now, this person claims they're connected to you. They just don't like you. I'm not quite sure what's their problem, but it's actually a woman, and she's an elderly sort of woman. She's not a very nice lady. She kind of yells at you all the time. I can see her just standing in front of you, just screaming at you. She likes to slap you around a bit. She likes to pull your hair. Yeah, I don't know what her deal is, but she needs to go to the light, and she doesn't want to go to the light. So she needs some work. This lady needs to... there's a process to get them to cross, and it takes a little bit of time, but they can cross. But I don't know what you ever did to her. She's just not letting me know that. She won't talk to me at the moment. So all I can say is that I can pick up what she's doing to you. Yeah, she just needs to go. So I would say package B so I could get in there and actually move her forward into the light, because she's really, you know, she's making it hard for you to sleep. She's making it hard for you to have energy. She's just draining you. And it's kind of like she wants to be alive. And again, so she's trying to use you as that vehicle. We want to get her away from you.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks, Anita. Let us know how that resonates with you. All right, I'm going to announce the special offer link again. It's orderjoynow.com/Simone19. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/SIMONNE19. From what I can see on the special offer page, the bonuses, the limited time bonuses for package A and B are still available, so you can still take advantage of those. Yeah, and I see the price is, so the price may be going up soon. I don't have that. I would imagine that it would be, that we're close to maxed out on the current price. So if you are resonating with this offer and you feel this is something that will help you, I would jump in as soon as possible before the price goes up. I know package B is going up to $247 shortly, so if you want to jump in now at the $197 price to have that session, you can do that. And there is a two-payment option as well. All right. And with that two-payment option, just so you know, you get access to everything in the package except the session. So you can start working on everything. And then when that second payment goes through is when you can schedule your session. So you can start working with that package and the offer right away. So. All right, Simone, if you want to pick our last caller between 1 and 29.
I'm feeling a real strong push towards 12.
All right, number 12, your first three digits are 609. 609, you are unmuted.
Hi, my name is Susan. How are you?
Hi, Susan.
Thank you so much for your time today and your efforts on our behalf. I do have a question. I'm very similar to a lot of the other callers that called in. And it's like constant on every level that mm-hmm. this stuff attacks. And I get clearings a lot. And it just seems to come right back as soon as I, like, go to sleep and lose consciousness. So I don't know how to fight that because I have to sleep.
Yeah. So that's the problem with light workers and with these entities, is that they will, you can clear them, but they will continue to try to come back in. And you're right, when you're in an unconscious state, you're in an you're sort of open to them. So there is certainly there's tools that you can use. I put certain stones under my pillow that protect me, like something like obsidian that absorbs the negativity. I would put, in your case, I would maybe for now put some, this sounds weird, but I do it. I would put a barrier of salt around your bed. And then if you have sweet grass or sage, I would sage your bed. And when you're doing that, just say, I am creating a barrier around me when I sleep. I also pick up that you're, part of you is intuitive. So I feel like you're a bit of a medium. So I think you're also being attracting spirits at night. I don't know whether whether you see them or you hear them, but I sense that they're there. And so for me, I had to say to the spirits that visited me, I said, listen, when I sleep, you're not allowed to come in. You can come and visit me during the day. I'm perfectly okay with that, but you're off limits at night. And that really cut down a lot of that visitation stuff that's happening that I'm sensing with you. But, yeah, to keep the entities and stuff from getting into your sleep, because you're right, you need your sleep, put a barrier of salt around your bed and sage it, because that will be somewhat of a protection from them as well.
I'll try that. It just seems that they really go after my heart, like even during the daytime.
Yeah.
They'll, like, push, like, a metal plate on my heart, and I can't, like, everything I wear for protection or try to set protection, they rip off my neck, like a crystal I wear or anything,
yep.
And they just rip it off like it's nothing. So I don't know, like, how to keep – they have, like, a repel field around me. The more people like me, the more they hate me. Like, as soon as you like me, boom, you hate me and become – and I don't know how to get that away.
Yeah. They need to be, like, absolutely removed away from you. To get them, because right now they're right in your auric field. They're like they just gotten right in there, and so they're influencing in every way.
Is it more than one type of a thing? Is it like
more?
Is it just
because
you're harnessed, or is it more than one?
Yeah,
type
you're
of thing.
You're picking up. Well, first of all, like I said, you're picking up spirits, so they're visiting you. I think they're trying to get you to talk to them or hear what they have to say. So that, but their energy will also make you not be able to sleep and disturb your sleep. So you've got that going on, but you also have, I think it's like I'm picking up two separate entities that are in your field. And I'm thinking one came along maybe about, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, one came in, and then it's brought the second one in more recently. So, and what, you know, like they just make your life hell. So you sort of need to get them out. And then you have to be so, like you're doing, trying to clear yourself all the time.
Yeah.
Make sure you clear your stones all the time, like every day, if you're wearing any stones, because they will just continue to build up negativity if you don't clean them every day. And you need to, I would almost have, like, cleansing baths so that you can, like, wash some of this negativity away that's around you to,
gotcha.
There's just, you're going to, if I were working with you, I would build several shields around you also to help prevent this and then cut those guys away. So, yeah, if you could get package B, that would be good.
I'm going to try to see what I can do financially. Thank you so
all
very
right.
much for the help. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks
for joining,
thank you.
Susan. All right. Well, that wraps up our hour, Simone. This was fabulous.
Okay.
It's so interesting watching you work and then also so informative on how these entities and ghosts and dark energies can impact so many areas of our life, whether they're affecting us, you know, personally, family members, land, like it's just really really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole other work going on.
There really is. There really is.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you want to jump in, Simone's offer is still available. Like I said, her package B, which has the session, the price is currently $197 and will be going up to $247 shortly. So if you want to jump in at that price, now is the time. Simone, is there anything else you want to share before we end today's call?
I know for people that sometimes this is a really scary thing, and a lot of people say, well, if I just ignore it, it'll go away, or if I just pretend it's not there, it'll just eventually go away. That isn't what happens. They just get worse. So you need to be upfront with yourself and be honest and know that there it is happening. A lot of people who have abilities and don't know they have abilities are picking up stuff, but they'll chalk it up. Oh, that's just, you know, the electricity, or that's just whatever. In most cases, it's not just that. So just be open to realize that, you know, most of us have attachments. We pick them up everywhere. We can pick them up anywhere we go. They can jump from one person to another. So, you know, we're all under attack, and we need ways to protect ourselves.
Yeah, so important. And it really feels like your offer, you know, the your package and what you've created really gives you those tools in how to protect ourselves. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I'm a real believer that to teach the people how to protect themselves, because it's an ongoing thing that you need to do. You always have to have those tools available to you.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know, you can't just rely on someone else to do it for you all the time.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Simone, for joining us, and thank you, everybody,
being
with us here today. This is great. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you have questions, Simone is present in our FHTJ Facebook group. You can ask them there. You can always email support@fromheartachetojoy.com as well, and Chris can help you there. And I'm always available and around as well, so you can reach me on Facebook and find me there. So thanks again, Simone. It's a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoyed this call. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a great day, Gretchen.
All right.
And everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.